from Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam, the king of all literatures, Canto 6, Chapter 12, which is entitled Vitrasura's Glorious Death. We'll read text number 17 together, and then I'll read 18 by myself, since there is no purport for 17, there is for 18. Prana glohoyam samara. Bolo. Oh, I'm sorry. What is this? Oh, good. I put 18. That's better. Prana glohoyam samara. Isvaksho bahasa baha nasanaha. Atana gyagati musha gyayo musha parayajaha. So this is Vitrasura speaking to Indra. They're having a fight to the death. And he's speaking in a very astonishing way. Listen carefully. Oh my enemy, consider this battle to be a gambling match in which our lives are the stakes. The arrows are the dice, and the animals acting as carriers are the game board. No one can understand who will be defeated and who will be victorious. It all depends on providence. So please repeat it, text 18. Shishukuvacha Indro Gritcha Vacha Shrutva. Indro Britra Vacha Shrutva Gatalikam Apujayat Gatalikam Apujayat Krihita Vajra Prahasams Grihita Vajra Prahasams Tam Aha Gata Vishmayaha Tam Aha Gata Vishmayaha Shishukuvacha. Shri Shukadev Goswami said, Indra, King Indra, Britravachaha, the words of Britrasura, Shrutva, hearing, Gata Alikam, without duplicity, Apujayat, worshipped, Grihita Vajra, taking up the thunderbolt. Prahasan, smiling. Gautam, unto Vitrasura. Aha, said. Gata Vishmayaha, giving up his wonder. Sukadeva Goswami said, hearing his straightforward, instructive words of Vitrasura, King Indra praised him and again took the thunderbolt in his hand. Without bewilderment or duplicity, he then smiled and spoke to Vitrasura as follows. Please repeat. Sukadeva Goswami said, hearing the straightforward, instructive words of Vitrasura, King Indra praised him and again took the thunderbolt in his hand. Without bewilderment or duplicity, he then smiled and spoke to Vitrasura as follows. Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. King Indra, the greatest of the demigods, was astonished to hear the instructions of Vritrasura, who was supposed to be a demon. He was struck with wonder that a demon could speak so intelligently. Then he remembered great devotees like Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj, who had been born in the families of demons, and thus he came to his senses. Even so-called demons sometimes have exalted devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Indra smiled reassuringly at Vritrasura. Gora-gra-ganya-gana-gocha-gola-ruharam Goranga-gura-tama-gopyada-kopa-briksham Gopala-gara-rati-dam-yati-singha-gora Govinda-deshi-kavaram Satatam-namami. I heard a story some years ago here in Vrindavan, that there was one Vaishnav who was giving class, some Harikatha, a few times a week. He was a very learned person. And many Vaishnavas would come to hear him. Along with those Vaishnavas was a rather repulsive fellow who used to come. Who knows when he had last taken bath? Perhaps it was days, perhaps it was months or years. He was seen sleeping on the streets, and sometimes he was seen eating the same food that the dogs were eating. When he would come in and sit down, everybody would move away from him. But he would come to all the katas. And then one day, that speaker of the Bhagavatam, he happened to be visiting the Gopeshwar Mahadev temple near Deer Samir. And as he was going into the temple, he saw that strange fellow coming out. He was always wondering about him. They say this is a true story. So he asked him, "My dear sir, what are you doing? You don't take bath or anything?" He said, what kind of family do you come from?" And the man, to his surprise, spoke in very high-class Hindi. In a very articulate way, he told him, "Oh, I come from such and such a Saraswat Brahmin family. Very pukka Brahmin gotra." Yes. Speaker was surprised and said, where are you from? And he then mentioned some well-to-do place where he was from. And he said, "Do you have any education?" He said, "Yes, I have a master's degree in such and such subject." He said, "My God, man, what are you doing?" And then, by Krishna's arrangement, that repulsive-looking fellow spoke something that he might not generally speak. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram, Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar, Shri Shri Gaur Nityananda. He told him that if I don't act like this, then I can't see Krishna. The speaker of the Bhagavatam was a little surprised. He said, "Do you see Krishna sometimes?" He says, "Yes." He said, "Okay. How do you see him? I mean, does he come and go? Is it a spurti he's thinking? Or is it something more?" He said, "No, I see him like I see you. And I sit down and we talk sometimes and things." He said, "But if I don't do like this, then I can't see him." He was very surprised. Indra was very surprised, finding that Vritrasura, who he thought was a great demon, was actually a better devotee than he was. big, big surprise. Sometimes we may be a little like Indra. Perhaps Indra was thinking to himself, God, this service is really a drag. You know, I just have to fight with demons all the time. I'd much rather be sitting and listening to Krishna Katha from Narad Muni or being in some good kirtan or something. But here I am with no sadhu sangha, no association. But I have to do this seva. And he was doing that service. And he found a very astonishing thing, that by doing that service, Krishna sent some wonderful association to him in a very unexpected way. Let me ask all of you an honest question. A very simple question, no tricks or anything. You raise your hand. How many of you here regularly associate with someone you consider to be an Uttam Vaishnav? Raise your hand. Anybody here so fortunate? We have one person, two persons, three, four, a handful. That's very sad. How many here would like to have association like that? You think that might be pretty nice? Raise your hand. Okay. So we're in a little bit of a quandary. And a question arises before us today in our discussion. And this is not a class. I'm not a qualified person for that. And as we mentioned last week, it's also certainly not a sermon. This is just some sharing amongst some friends. How do we get sadhu sangha? How do we see a sadhu? Some people might say, in fact, I think a lot of people might say, you go to the internet and you can read some article. You know, don't go to that sadhu. I read something about him on the internet. In fact, I don't know really who to go to. There's another group of people we spoke about a few weeks ago, I think, who consider that, well, not to use any bad English words, but we're all in a very bad situation. Srila Prabhupada's gone. It's a very dark period. And there's no more sadhus. So somehow I just have to drudge on and do this chanting of 16 rounds and four principles and do things. And that's what we're doing. But just what? Just to suppose, just imagine that if all the devotees in our society were crying, were hankering, where is sadhu? How can I get association with sadhu? And they were praying for that. Can you imagine what atmosphere might be like in our society? You see, part of the problem is faith. Once we arrived by the airport in Delhi, and one young man was sent by the temple to pick us up, take us to give some class in Gurgaon. And on the way, he was asking some questions, and he was a young devotee, he was kind of bubbling over. And he told me, he said, you know, I've only been a devotee for 6 months, but I have a really important question I'd like to ask you. I said, sure. And he said, you know, when I first joined, I was so happy. Everything was really good. But now, 6 months later, I don't feel so happy. I don't know. And then I asked him, I said, who are you associating with? And what are you listening to? Many times when people join this movement, they have the impression, the idea, that everybody here is a pure devotee. They think like that. And they're so excited. And they're very, very happy. It's an amazing thing. But then after some time, somebody says, hey, Prabhuji, no. I saw that brahmachari last week. He was eating prasadam in the bathroom. Don't give respects to him. He's not a sadhu, definitely not. And you start hearing some bad things. And it raises some doubts in the heart. And then sometimes even a worse thing happens. Some Labha and Pratista also come in. I remember when I joined the Bhakta program in Los Angeles, it was 1982. I was very enthusiastic Bhakta. I begged them to send me out for book distribution after 1 week. I was going out and I was dancing in all the kirtans ferociously. One of the other new bhaktas was so impressed, and he told me, he said, wow. He said, a few years you'll be a sannyasi, and then you'll become a GBC, and maybe a guru, you know. So you just wait, you... like that. I was very surprised. It was the first time anybody had ever put such an idea in my head. I thought, I came here just to chant and be happy and serve Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. I thought that was the purpose. But my Guru Maharaj once said, when you came here, you were very nice. But after some time, you changed. And now, you're just thinking about getting a position in the society. Srila Prabhupada, out of great kindness, constructed this society. I heard one of the Prabhupada remembrance tapes with, what's his name? Achyutananda. Achyutananda Prabhu happened to be there at a historic moment when Srila Prabhupada signed the legal documents declaring ISKCON to be an institution or a legal entity, whatever it is. It was a very momentous occasion. You could say that it was a fulfillment of many, many years of Srila Prabhupada's hard work. But suddenly he said, Srila Prabhupada turned to them and Prabhupada told them, actually, we don't need this. He said, we could stay under a tree and chant Hare Krishna. He said, but if we do that, then who will come? So Srila Prabhupada, understanding that people like to be a member, that people need some kind of upadhi, some kind of designation. This is the crisis Arjuna is having in the first chapter, Vishad Yoga of Bhagavad Gita. How can I do this? How can I kill Dronacharya, my teacher, Bhishma Dev, my grandfather, my friends, my relatives? How can I do this thing? It's like a part of me will die. Because you see, the living entities in this material world are a kind of, there's a fancy word in English, conglomerate. This is a Pukka word for this. Conglomerate. When I was a young boy, I really liked geology and rocks. A conglomerate is a group of rocks that are stuck together through some geological force, time or something, and they become one piece. Okay? So all of us are like a conglomerate of different identities. When we're born, the Vaishnava literature describes that we have no identity. First identity is called anamoya. I am hungry. That's me. And we identify with hunger. And then as the body gets a little older, we start getting all kinds of upadhis, all kinds of designations. Just like someone goes to the shopping center and they purchase some clothes. And with those identities, we decorate ourselves. I am a little girl. this is my mommy, this is my daddy, they're part of my identity. I'm a sister. I'm a big sister. It's very important. I'm a student. I'm a very good student. And then I don't know what it is, maybe at the age of 12 or 13, I'm a pretty girl. In fact, I'm a goddess, and all the boys are following me and worshiping me. Pretty good. I'm loved by someone. I have a boyfriend. I'm someone's girlfriend. I'm someone's wife. I'm someone's mother. And all those identities that we have are dependent upon another personality. If you didn't have a mother, you wouldn't think, I'm the son of such and such woman. If the baby dies, the mother experiences a shock. It's as though part of herself has died, because it has. Part of her own identity. So we need some identity. And understanding this, Srila Prabhupada, he very kindly gave us this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And he said, you can be a member. It's a good identity. You are a Vaishnav. You are a member of ISKCON. You are a member of this temple. Maybe you are a brahmachari. You are a vice president, a temple president. You're a servant doing this service and that service. These are very good upadhis. But they're still not our eternal upadhi. And the problem with upadhis is they create some confusion. And upadhis also create sometimes some distinctions and some sectarianism. And we've seen this inside of ISKCON, what to speak of outside. Sometimes it's, hey, I'm with the Gurukula. You know, why are you troubling? I'm with the 24-hour kirtan. Why are you doing this? No, we're with the temple program here. It's another thing. Or I'm with the Dili temple. I'm with the Punjabi Bag temple. I have my particular temple. I have my particular guru. And your guru is, okay, better luck next time. Like that. And sometimes it creates some disturbance for people who are not very mature. So we should understand the purpose of Srila Prabhupada's society and our role within it, and not become overwhelmed with it and then start trying to judge people and even judge sadhus. Who is a devotee and who's not a devotee by this thing? This story that I told a moment ago about this repulsive-looking man who was coming out of the Gopeshwar Mahadev temple and had an amazing story to tell. I think some of our temples wouldn't let him inside. And if they did, he wouldn't be very popular, at least. I remember in Los Angeles, sometimes people would come and we'd have to escort them out because they would take their shoes off, but they hadn't taken their shoes off for like 2 years or something. And their feet had a really disgusting smell to them. What to do? We also have to think about preaching and other people in the temple. But we should be very, very careful how we deal with other persons. There's an important principle which we can see evoked in this verse and purport today. Two Bengali words sum it up, which are very spoken quite a bit by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Also my Guru Maharaj like them. And that's drashta. Drashta means the seer. And there's drishta. Drishta means the seen. In the material world, we're all so proud that I can see. And sometimes when we come, we're very nice and we're very humble, and we may get some good fortune to get association with a higher Vaishnava. But sometimes, due to that association, we become a little proud, and we think, now I'm better than other devotees. These other guys, they missed the boat. They didn't appreciate my Gurudev. Maybe they even committed some aparad to him. Huh. Nonsense fellows. And sometimes such persons, even they, with great confidence, they'll brag, believe me, I can tell you who sadhu is. I know sadhu. I've seen a sadhu. But who's really seen a sadhu? How do we see sadhu? Is a fundamental misunderstanding in that mathematical equation. Our constitutional position is drashta, to be seen. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur instructed that we should act in a way that the Lord will want to see us. Not that we try to see the Lord. And this is the meaning of darshan. Don't mind me, this is one of my favorite, my pet peeves. Okay? But darshan doesn't mean that you go to www.darshan. And here's today's darshan. Hey, really very convenient. It's very nice because I woke up at 4:28 in the morning, turned on my computer, picked up my kartals, and I was there for Mangal Arati. Right? We should understand the principle of darshan. Darshan doesn't mean that I see the Lord. Darshan means the Lord sees me. Darshan doesn't mean that we come before Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar and we stand and look at them and say, yeah, I think I approve. Yeah, the pujaris did a good job today. Green outfit, I like that. That's not darshan. Therefore, you see the Hindus. Videshis may not understand as foreign devotees. Sometimes they're going like this and this. Because they're coming before the Lord and they're praying, my dear Lord, please punish me. Please chastise me. I deserve this. They're understanding the principle that the Lord is drashta. He's the seer. I'm not the seer. And Srila Prabhupada, he writes in his purport to ninth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 13, text 11. The Supreme Personality of Godhead can be seen or unseen according to his own transcendental desire. Similarly, a devotee, being Jivan Mukta, can be seen or not as he chooses. I know an interesting story that I heard once. That one time there was some young hippie who came to the San Francisco temple. Yeah, good food, man. I like that. It's pretty good, yeah. So he stuck around a little while later. And the devotee said, well, would you like to do some service? Yeah, that sounds cool. I'd like that. What can I do? They said, well, you can go help this devotee over here. And he went to that devotee. And he said, Hare Krishna, sir, they told me to come to you. What do I do? Who are you? And the devotee said, I'm the garbage man here. Could you help me with the garbage? The garbage. Okay. At that time in San Francisco, the devotees were feeding thousands of people a week. It was a huge operation. And they had lots of smelly leftover garbage. He spent the whole day loading smelly garbage onto a big truck. And then with the truck, they went to the dump. And they dumped the garbage and came back. It was very hard, very disgusting kind of work. But this young man, this hippie, was very surprised to see that devotee was so blissful. He was so happy the whole time. It made such an impression on that hippie that he thought to himself, damn, This is the garbage man. And the garbage man is so happy. Yeah, I want to join. I want to become a devotee. And that young man became Vatsal Prabhu, who is my temple president in Los Angeles when I joined, and has served Srila Prabhupada in many wonderful ways. And the garbage man, by the way, later found out his name was Jayananda Das. So you don't know. We don't know who the garbage man is, who that smelly person is on the street doing something. We can't see the Vaishnav. We should give up the evil propensity to try to consider ourselves to be the judge of the devotees. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has described that it's a very important thing. It's an all-important thing that we should have sadhu sangha. Adoshada, first is faith, right? But faith in what? Adoshada, what comes next? Tata sadhu sangha. Faith in sadhu. If you don't have faith in sadhu, if Srila Prabhupada was the last one, and I'm really sorry, but now Krishna's broke, and there's no sadhus. Everything is a pits. And if you're a Prabhupada disciple, that's pretty good. You're a lucky person. But there's no hope for the rest of us. We spoke about this a few weeks ago. I'd like to repeat something I said. This is the philosophy of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu became very annoyed, as we know, with Prahlad, and asked him, "Where is your God?" He said, "Father, he's everywhere." "Huh? Is he in this pillar?" "Yes, Father." "Then I'll kill him." And he got a big surprise. Because Krishna is everywhere. But Krishna's not alone. Krishna's always with his devotees. If we're chanting the holy name, if that chanting is going on strongly in our society, and it's going on so wonderfully strongly here in our Krishna Balaram Mandir, there has to be some sadhu. But you don't know who it is. It might be one of the brahmacharis. It might even be one of the grihasthas. It could even be one of the madhajis. Oh my God, be a big surprise. We don't know who that person can be. I'd like to read that quote from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, but first I should read something from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. I'll sing these verses, and you can chant Hare Krishna in response. This is from the Anchakanda, chapter 9. Adhamma janera jaya chara jena dharma Adhikara Vaishnaveo Kori Se Karma Bolo Hare Krishna. Adama Janaraje Acha Jaina Dharma. Sometimes Adhikari Vaishnaveo, sometimes a great Vaishnav, he exhibits the same behavior and characteristics as a materialistic person, as an adhamajana, a fallen person. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta comments that very foolish people, they go to hell because they consider a Vaishnav to be the same as a non-Vaishnav. Well, that's a little bit of a problem, isn't it? I mean, does that mean I got to respect the garbage man and some disgusting-looking guy on the street? And I don't know. He goes on, how can we recognize a sadhu? Krishna kripa ye jay sahya jani bhare bhare
Esaba Sanketa Keha More Keha Tare Bolo Hare Krishna.
He says that the conclusion is only one conclusion. Only by the mercy of Krishna can you understand a great Vaishnava. Jagadananda Pandit has said, Vaishnava Chinide Nai Devira Sakati. Even the demigods can't recognize a great Vaishnava. Indra is the king of the demigods. He's not a small person. Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Ridayanti Yuge Yuge. A very important verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. You may not know those lines. It begins, Eti Chamsakala Pumsa, Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna comes again and again to protect Indra. But even Indra can't recognize Vritrasura. He looks like a demon. So he says, E sabha sankete keha mare keha tare. In such a situation, it's very dangerous. You could make some big offense to the garbage man, to some guy eating with dogs on the street. Or you might get lucky and fortunate by respecting someone you didn't expect was a great Vaishnava. So what's the solution? Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Sabbe ite deki eka mahapratika Sabare kariba stuti vinaya vyavahar Bolo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, don't worry, it's okay, I figured out a very nice solution to this problem. That you should just respect everybody. Just glorify everybody. Like our new bhakta friend. Who was so happy in the beginning. But after some time, I don't know. There's a nice verse in Ancha chapter 3 of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Ese Vaishnava Dharma Sabare Pranati Eti KJ Hinsa Pai. Sorry. Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ese Vaishnava Dharma Sabare Pranati. Hey Dharmad Vaji Jai Ite Nahi Rati Bolo Hare Krishna. Ese Vaishnava Dharma. This is proper behavior for a Vaishnava. Ese Vaishnava Dharma. What is that? Sabare Pranati. Respect everyone. But there's some people who have a problem with that. Who is that? Say Dharmadvaji Jar. The Dharmadvajis. Who's a Dharmadvaji? Dvaji means a flag. Dharmadvaji is some guy who's running around saying, Ami Vaishnav, Ami Vaishnav, I'm a devotee, I'm a devotee. Should respect me. I'm a great personality. They're waving the flag of Dharma. And he says, say Dharmadvaji Jai, iti nahi rati. Such Dharmadvajis, false devotees, don't have any rati, any taste in that activity. How can I give everybody respect? There's a story you may have heard that once Dronacharya called for Yudhisthira. Hey, Yudhisthira, so many years I've taught you, and now it's time. I want some Guru Dakshina. Yes, Guru Maharaj. What can I get for you? He said, I want you just a very simple thing. Just go out and bring me one person, just one person, who's lower than you. Yes, Guru Maharaj. And Yudhisthira left. A little later, then Duryodhan came in. Pranams, Guru Maharaj. And Dronacharya said, Duryodhan, I want some bakshish, guru dakshina. Yes, Gurudev, what do you want? I want you to do a simple thing. Just go out and find one person, just one, who's better than you. Yes, Guru Maharaj. They were both gone for a long time. Finally, Yudhishthira returned, holding his head down. He said, Guru Maharaj, please forgive me. I couldn't find anyone who's lower than me in every way. Around that time, Duryodhana also returned, and Duryodhana looked really annoyed. He said, Guru Maharaj, you gave me such a hard job. I went everywhere, all over the world. I looked at everyone I could find. I couldn't find anyone better than me. Sorry. And Dronacharya said, Duryodhan, it's okay, your search is over. Here's Yudhishthira. He's better than you. And Yudhishthira, your search is also over. Here's someone who's lower than you. So, persons like Duryodhan, they have no taste for that. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's described, unless one has faith, you can neither see a pure devotee nor the Supreme Lord. Unless you have faith, you won't be able to see a devotee. You won't be able to see the Lord. You can't see the deity. Yeah, nice statue. I don't know why they put all these flowers and stuff all over him. Kind of a weird ceremony, isn't it? Huh? People will think like that who have no faith. And why are you guys bowing down before this man? They have no faith. We should have faith in the Vaishnavas. So, and then something happens. He says, such persons who don't have faith, they behave in three different ways. You can understand such a person, if they don't have faith, then they're going to engage in three different types of activities. He says, they will simply indulge in envious, violent, or blasphemous activities. One or all three of these activities will be the result if they have no faith. Or maybe they have a little faith. I have faith in Srila Prabhupada, but he's the last one. But why are they in ISKCON? Why are you all worshiping this guy? Prabhupada's all right. They don't have faith. And they become envious, sometimes violent or blasphemous. Don't be like this. We should see that everyone is a Vaishnava except for myself. We should respect everyone. Unless we have some faith, unless we depend on the Lord, how will we find sadhu? How will we find guru? I'd like to read to you a last quote from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and then tell you a quick story, if I can. This is from The Harmonist magazine in October of 1929. His language is a little kind of high English. I'll translate as we're going along. He says, at the dawn of our spiritual life, in the beginning of our spiritual life, we sincerely and with complete submission and self-surrender pray to God. This is the symptom of the beginning of our spiritual life. Not that you move in the temple, not that you shave your head, not that you start chanting 16 rounds. The beginning of our spiritual life is when, with sincerity, complete submission, and self-surrender, we pray to God for receiving the protection of Sadguru. That's the beginning. All the other things that Srila Prabhupada describes sometimes as bhakti ummukhi sukriti or gyata sukriti, some kind of pious activities. It's good, keep doing it, nice thing, but it's not really bhakti yet. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu calls it indriya vyapara. It's the senses engaged with the sense objects. Anatta Sri Krishna Namadi. Nabhavidgrahim Indriyai. They can't perceive with your senses Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's devotees. Now, only when Sevan Mukhi, when we begin to serve with the lips, We serve Gurudev by chanting Krishna's name, Swayameva Svaratyada. Then we begin to appreciate Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta goes on, let me continue. The Supreme Lord, perceiving our earnestness, the Lord at that time, he looks to see how sincere are they? What do they want? Perceiving our earnestness and devotion with a view to guide us on the true path will send a real guru to us. Otherwise, it is impossible for us to find Sadguru by our own fallible energy. I have to read that sentence again. Without that mercy of Krishna, without Krishna revealing his dear devotee to us, otherwise it is impossible. Categorically, forget it. You cannot do it. You cannot understand who is a true sadhu. It is impossible for us to find Sadguru by our own fallible energy. If we guide ourselves by our own energy, then we'll only get the false gurus. And being caught hold of by them, by their temporary pleasing manners, we'll run down to hell. Very heavy thing. So, we should give respect to everyone. Now Indra's learning, this guy's a demon, but I should respect him. He's a better devotee than me. I have a nice habit I've tried to do over the years. I would highly recommend everybody try to do. It's a little exercise, internal, personal thing. Whenever you meet anyone, whether it's a garbage man or somebody on the street or anyone, don't try to look at them in a bad way, even if you see some unnecessary thing or some unfortunate thing. Rather, practice upeksha, neglect of that. And try to find some good quality in them. Some quality that you don't have. I used to sell books at the airport in Los Angeles sometimes. Oh my God, some of the businessmen who came through there, oh, they were so difficult. And you would feel like sometimes this guy is a real demon. Especially when they yell at you or something. But then I contemplated a little bit. Actually, it's better than me. Honestly speaking, I can't do what he's doing. I wouldn't be able to work a job like that and be on time and be so dependable and things. He's a good man. He has qualities that I don't have. I should respect him. The principle is that we're not the seers. We have to act in a way that we'll be seen. So I wanted to finish with a short story. There was a young man who was a follower of a sadhu named Hanumat Prasad Poddar. Some of you may have heard of him. And this young man was a Vaishnav. He was worshipping Krishna. And one day he got a copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And whoa, he became inspired in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he approached Hanumat Prasad Poddar and said, I would like to find a guru who can teach me about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so Hanumat Prasad Poddar told him that you should go. There's a nice sadhu. His name is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And he's my old friend. Prabhupada used to converse, send letters back and forth with Hanumat Prasad Poddar sometimes. You should go to him. Yes, Maharaj. So he went to Gorakhpur. At that time, Srila Prabhupada was there with his disciples. And so he went to the room where Srila Prabhupada was, but he was disappointed to find that Prabhupada was gone. And all the devotees were gone. There was just one elderly man left there. And this young man went in, and the elderly man said, who are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He said, what do you want him for? And he said, because he's my guru. Why would you want him as a guru? He said, the young man said, well, because I want to learn about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that old man said, what do you want with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And the young man said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. How do you know? He's not Krishna. No, he's Krishna. I read in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the young man started becoming angry and yelling at the elderly man. And then suddenly, a devotee came in the room and offered obeisances to the elderly man. And he realized it was Srila Prabhupada. And he offered obeisances, oh, please forgive me, I didn't know. And Srila Prabhupada started laughing. He was so pleased with that young man. And later on, he was telling the devotees about him. He has faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knows that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. And he told that young man, he said, you chastised me. I like that. And that young man became His Holiness Radha Govinda Maharaj. Grandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki, Goprem Anande Hari Hari Bo. Dharma. No time for questions, right? Okay. If there's any quick question or anything, Prabhuji, is there a mic? Sorry, we're a little late. Oh. 1 second. Just speak loudly, I'll repeat.
So, people here from class is that this Leela, which also is one of the most important, if not the most important in Bhagavad Gita.
Can I comment on that?
Yes, please.
Okay. So many reasons, one of which is a topic that we spoke on today, that the Bhagavatam is teaching us that don't try to judge a devotee just by the way they dress. And in Braj, who could recognize Putana? Even Yashoda and Rohini didn't recognize her. The cowherd boys didn't recognize Vatsasura, Pralambasura. Brindadevi couldn't recognize Shankachuda. She thought it was the sun god. Even the Brijbasis can't recognize a demon. Who's a demon? Who's really a Vaishnav? So this is an important subject matter in Srimad Bhagavatam, and a point which is being made here. Mataji, you have something? Some question? Okay. All right. So, Prabhuji, a quick question. That's it. Can you pass it to him? Is that okay? Many things can be said. It's just one little thing.
Prabhuji, can I take if we want real sadhana, then if we pray sincerely, then we will definitely get sadhana. We don't have to judge if sadhana is not sadhana, just we can pray and we will get sadhana.
Yes! I can tell you some humble experience, it's literally humbling, that I've had here in Vrindavan over the years. Sometimes, somehow or other, I don't know, but my japa's not bad. Maybe I call out a little bit, I'm a little bit attentive. And on that day, some wonderful things happen. I meet so many nice people. And then other times, I've experienced that my job is not so good, and I'm just thinking about things while I'm chanting. And on that day, I meet so many angry people, so many people wanting to come and argue with me, so many demons. Krishna will send us association if we chant. Sadhu Sangha Krishna Naam E Matra Chai Sangsara Jiniti Ar Kono Vastunai. Jagadananda Pandit says, all I need are these two things, Sadhu Sangha and Krishna Naam. Okay? So we'll stop there. Srila Prabhupada ki.